Welcome to the Max Living Podcast.
We're here to help you live your life to its fullest potential by taking control of your health, identifying the cause of common health challenges, and removing interference. Whether your health journey has had its ups and downs, you're looking for natural answers to common health questions, or you're an advocate for health freedom, come and join us.
Let's align your health. Welcome to the Max Living Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about a very special topic. You have two female hosts today on the show. We're here with our guest, Erin Berlin. And today, we're going to be talking about birthing without fear. And I love this topic because we are going to be taking the fear out of something that can be a very fearful situation, especially for a lot of first-time moms. And even second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth-time moms, it can be a fearful situation going into birth. And today, Erin and I, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about birth. We're going to talk about how to give birth without fear. And we're going to dissect some of the things that sometimes people walk into fearful about. And we're going to talk about how to empower you and to live a different way. Now, Erin is one of my birth mentors. I love Erin. She was one of the people that I think it's very important whenever you are in a situation where you're pregnant, where you're going to be giving birth, where you're thinking about a natural birth, to have mentors and people around you that you can really look up to, that you can talk to, have advice from. I think it's really important to have those people in your life when you're pregnant, when you're going to give birth, when you're going to have the day when you meet your kid for the very first time. It's a beautiful moment in your life, but have those women around you, and sometimes maybe even men too, that are really speaking into you and helping you coach you through things that are going to be coming in your future, right? And so Erin was one of those people for me. She had three exceptionally wonderful births at home. She is like a birthing champion, really incredible. I mean, this woman literally could do it in her sleep if she wanted to, probably. She's one of the most phenomenal birthers that I've ever met in my life. And so, Erin, I think that this topic today is really just your wheelhouse, and I'm excited to talk to you about it. So let's start. Let's just get right into it. Let's talk about your very first birth back in 2010.
All right, let's do it. Well, first of all, thanks for that intro. I feel very empowered right now, I will say. I appreciate that. But yeah, so I didn't always think that I would do a home birth or a natural birth. That wasn't something that was very considered quote unquote normal to me. You know, right. I grew up seeing everyone give birth in hospitals, and that's where just I always assumed that I would. So how I actually came about wanting to even do a home birth was back in 2007. My husband was asked to attend a home birth of a friend who it was his patient, and she had invited both of us to come to this home birth. And I thought it would be a really great opportunity to see what actually is a home birth, what is entailed, because you have in your mind, I think it's very scary initially to think, oh, I don't want to do that. You know, a lot of things could go wrong. It's messy. It's gross. Like,
absolutely.
You know, why would you want to do it at home?
Right.
But yeah, I went to this home birth, and honestly, it couldn't have been further from all of that. It was very peaceful. It was very quiet. It was a husband and wife. She was really in the zone. The midwife was there. I thought that she was extremely nurturing. And I mean, I could talk on it over and over and over again, but it just, as soon as I was there and I saw this baby come into the world,
like,
and the comfort.
What was really happening?
Yeah.
They weren't like two hippies in the woods.
No, it was, yeah.
They were in a log cabin.
Right. I immediately walked away from that situation or that experience and thought, I have to do this.
Right.
I have to do this one day. I can do this. I can totally do this.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because I think even just right off the bat, like off the tip of it, because so we're two people sitting here having a conversation who've both had births at home, like both had three kids at home, but there was no award for that. Like there's nothing that has come in the mail congratulating.
Right.
Like there's
exactly.
Something that we've received, and there's nothing in that process that's like a better than or worse than. Like there's no situation that's better than or worse than unless the desired outcome that you have, you didn't reach. Right.
Right.
That could happen at home. That could happen in a hospital, like whatever it is. Right. But really the goal here is that if your goal is a natural birth, then one of the best places you could do it is at home.
Right.
And a lot of people don't choose to do a home birth because they're scared.
Right.
Like it's something that's like, or they have this picture in their head, or they don't know anybody who's done it, or they've just grown up always assuming like, hey, and I was the same as you, right? Like I just assumed that I would give birth in a hospital. I don't know a single person. I didn't know a single person.
Well, neither did I.
Done it, right.
Neither did
I. And then I met a chiropractor's wife, like here in the city, who had given birth at home. Right. And then I was like, oh my gosh, there's a chiropractor's wife who's done it. And then, you know, like you had done it, months before me. And so like those things all kind of started coming together, but yeah, like you really don't, you're maybe not expecting it, or maybe you're like, I couldn't do that. Right.
Yeah.
And for me, it was sitting in a Bradley Method class, and they were walking us through what birth looked like in a hospital. And I was 32 weeks pregnant, about to give birth in a hospital, maybe 8 weeks after that ish. Right.
Right.
and then I was like, oh no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like that sounds awful and scary. And I would feel much more comfortable at home.
Yeah.
And so I think what you're saying is right. Like it's wherever you're comfortable.
Wherever you're comfortable. Yeah, for sure. When I talk to people all the time and they ask me, you know, why home birth? Why did you choose to do that? And I tell people, for me personally, it's where I felt the safest. And yeah. I think it's really important for women to feel safe when they're giving birth. And you're going to have your best birth experience in an environment where you feel the most comfortable. And for me, that was at home.
Right.
And I had three very textbook, beautiful births at home in the comfort of my own home. And it's where I felt the most, I feel comfortable in my home on a daily basis. Why wouldn't I feel comfortable in my home giving birth?
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that there's, you know, oh my gosh, I laugh all the time because who was it? Jim Gaffigan. That was like,
oh yeah.
he does a whole like comedy bit, right?
Yes.
On home births and his
witchcraft?
Wife. And, yeah, exactly. And he's like, why would you go to the place where people die to give birth? Right. And it was like, I had that same, like that feeling definitely was 100% there. I would say that I probably had a little bit less or so, but maybe equal parts of fear, right? Of like, oh my gosh, can I actually do that?
Right.
Right. So how many times, and I know that you have a lot of conversations, there's a lot of people, like you've mentored a lot of people in the birthing process and had a lot of conversations with expectant mothers and different patients that are, you know, in your gym and in the office and all sorts of places about like birth and what does birth look like and people who potentially maybe even want to have a natural childbirth. So what are some things that you're typically talking to them about or questions that you're answering?
Well, I mean, fear is obviously a huge part of it. And, you know, for any first time mom, especially, you've never done it before. It's completely foreign to you.
Yeah.
So you're walking into it and you have no idea. All you hear is how extremely painful it is. And, you know,
it is.
Yes,
it is.
And, you know, because you don't understand the capacity of that pain, it's terrifying. Right.
Yes.
So
yes.
Honestly, for me, I tell women how I had to talk to myself was, okay, like it's going to be the worst pain of your life.
Yes.
And I had to almost like tell myself, talk it up, that how horrible it was going to be. And I actually, for me, I was pleasantly surprised. It wasn't as bad as I was anticipating it being. Not that it's not painful. I tell people it's like, you know, well, you must have a high pain tolerance. And I'm like, no, when I stub my toe, I'll cry for 2 days. Like it really hurts. Or if I get a paper cut, those suckers hurt.
Right.
But this to me, it was this mindset that I just had of, I can do this.
Yes.
It's going to be painful, but it's one day of my life, really. For most women, it's one day of your life.
Right.
And you can do anything. Like you can do anything for one day. I knew I could do this.
Right.
And it was mind over matter to me. Like I tell people, you know, I speaking in statistics, but obviously like this is just my own. But for me, I feel like it's 80% mental, 20% physical.
Absolutely.
It's a mindset that you go into, you know, you walk into the gym and you see the workout on the board that you're going to have to do. And you're like, oh, this is going to be really, really hard and tough, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to challenge myself. I can get through it. That's for me how birth was.
Yes.
That's where I challenged. I'm like, I know my body was designed to do this. I can do this. And I think for a lot of women, you know, I tend to hear from women, it's just this feeling almost like they're incapable of doing it. And that's, you know, why we have all these medical interventions. And that's not to say that they're not necessary in an emergency case scenario.
Sure,
they absolutely are. But we're designed to do this very natural thing. So why do we make it so much harder than it needs to be?
Absolutely. And I think that message, like if there's one thing that we could take away from today, like us talking today, it's that I wish the gift of giving every single woman who's pregnant the ability to know deep down inside, you were created for this and you can do it.
Right, right.
You can do
it. 100%.
Like 1,000%. I'm the biggest baby on the planet. I mean, in our CrossFit gym, like it's true. It's true. And like in our CrossFit gym, everyone was like, like literally all the pregnant people after I had already given birth were like, well, if Ashley can have a home birth, then my gosh, mm-hmm. I can do it. I'm like, absolutely.
Oh, I heard that too for myself. Yeah.
Yes, your mouth to God's ears. You can absolutely do it. And if everybody could walk away with that. And somehow through the years, we've created this birthing culture in America of like the idea that you are missing something, you know, like you've gone all these months, you've gone these 10 months creating this life inside of you and this pregnancy, and somehow mm-hmm. you're missing something and you got to show up at that hospital so that the doctor can like do it for, you know, like right. give you the thing that you're missing that because you couldn't possibly give birth without them. Right.
Right.
And I'm not saying like, go have an unassisted birth in the woods.
Right.
Like,
right.
Or if you want to, my gosh, you know, like do it. You do you. It's not on me, like whatever. But what I am saying is that like you can have a midwife at home, or you can have this setup, you know, at home of these people in a situation, and you were created for it, and it's okay. And you could very well do that. And there's nothing that's missing. And if you'd prefer to be in a setting like a hospital, then my gosh, do that too.
Right.
Like do whatever you feel like, but don't walk in feeling like you're missing something.
Right.
And like there's something that they're needing that they have inside that you don't, right?
Right.
Like they have the same stuff in the hospital that we have home. I mean, they might have a few more machines.
And, for sure.
You know, like whatever.
But you know, right? Your body. I mean, the women, we know our body. We're in tune to our body, and we know what feels natural for us and where our natural setting of where we would give birth would be.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So best advice for somebody that's going in and giving birth. I know we talked a little bit about, I think we're going towards like support system with this probably,
huge.
Right?
Having a support system for sure.
What does that look like for you?
Well, I know my support system. I mean, honestly, I mean, you know, obviously I had a mom and sisters, everybody give birth before me, and you know, they were all supportive of me having a home birth, but I'd only had one close friend before me that had done it naturally without any medical intervention. And she was a huge support system for me. I mean, I called her all the time and, you know, picked her brain and, you know, just, and my husband, he was a huge support system too. I mean, I feel extremely blessed that he was 100% on board with me having a home birth, and honestly encouraged it along the way from the very beginning, even when we were dating. And
oh, come on. Yeah, you're dating. And he's like, let's talk about
who talks about that when you're dating, but
I like it.
But you know, he was knowing that he wasn't nervous or scared definitely helped me feel secure in that decision. Because any woman, I mean, even as much as I love giving birth and I loved having a home birth, to say that, you know, I didn't have anxiety the first time around, I mean, that would be a lie. Of course. I mean, I've never done it before. Does your mind go to, you know, well, what if I don't do it? What if I have to get transferred? What if this? Of course you have all of those, but having a cheerleader, somebody in your corner, like, hey, you've got this.
Yes.
You can do this. Don't even think about what can go wrong. Think about all the things that are going to go right.
Yes.
And how at the end of the day, you're going to have this baby and you're going to do this. You have the ability to do this. And I mean, there's power in words. And I think that constantly giving yourself those affirmations of you can do this. I mean, I literally told myself all the time, especially that last month, okay, you can do this. You can do this. You got this. You can do this. You got this.
I love what you're saying. Power in words. I love where you're going with that. I remember my midwife asking me repeatedly to visualize my birth, to speak like, you know, speak what my birth was going to look like, you know, like speak it out loud, visualize it in your mind. Like, you know, talk, it felt a little hippy dippy to me, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. Like, okay, that's what my midwife's telling me to do. I'm going to do it. Right. But like, I love what you're saying with that. And I think that, I know you, that was one of the things that you really imparted to me on this, like speaking it to existence, and also like the planning piece of that, right. Of like the plan that you had going into your birth. Cause I know some people are like, don't even make a plan. Like it's going to go out the window. Okay. Maybe, but
sometimes the plan works.
Right.
I think that, you know, talking it out and speaking it out, can your plan not happen? Totally.
Yes.
For sure.
Right.
But I think that, you know, having this positive mindset, a lot of times I feel like when I'm talking to women about their birth experience, it's always in a negative light. It's always, oh, like it was horrible, or I was in this much pain, or my epidural didn't work, or, you know, I didn't get my doctor. My doctor wasn't on call. It's always like a negative light. And for me, I try to always speak positivity about it. Because I feel like there's so much, obviously, like everybody loves birthday. You're getting to meet your baby.
Yes.
Like that's the most enjoyable and the most rewarding part about actually giving birth.
Right, right.
But all the little things that lead up to it, you know, you don't always hear the happy side of it.
Right,
so for
right.
me, I try to bring the joy in the birth story because I do enjoy birthday.
Yes, I know. I remember
I
that too.
Cookies on birthday. Like, I wanted cookies at the end of it. That's how much I loved birthday.
Yes, I have never. Oh my gosh. When I say that this woman is the birthing master, I am telling you, on birthday with her late, I mean, maybe second and third. I know third
definitely
for sure.
The third.
Definitely for the third. Sure the third was getting up, took a shower, got her hair done, like made some cookies, was like, it's birthday, let's go. So excited. And I was like, my Lanta, I was crying in the closet. I'm like, birthday, like, do I really have to do this again?
One more time,
right? So no, I love that. I love the positivity. I love where you're going with like the, with your words and like speaking it to existence. And listen, don't let anybody dissuade you from making your plan, right? Make your plan anyway. Even if somebody's going to say, yeah, it's just going to go out the window. Okay. So then throw the plan out the window if it does, but right. Like just at least have one, right? At least have something that you're speaking into existence and that you're telling yourself like, hey, this is what we can hope for. This is what we can dream for. Right. Because then
right. You have like, something to hold on to. You have something to reach for.
Right. So. Right. I remember when we were talking about pain tolerance, I remember my midwife, one of my favorite things that she told me was, as soon as this contraction is over, you never have to do it again. And mm-hmm. I remember for me, that was like, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Like, I will never have to do that contraction again in my life. Right. And the sure, maybe we had a next one and then maybe we had a next one mm-hmm. after that. Right. But every single time she was like, this is the only time you're going to have to do this one. So you got it, like yeah. make it through this one. Right. And I think that that really speaks to what you're talking about, like having that support system, like finding those right people that are in the room with you, yeah. because I could not imagine being in a hospital where someone would be over my back going, hey, like it's time. Like if you're not dilated by now, then, you know, like right. the jig is up and we're doing a C-section, or, you know, like, hey, you can't get up and move like that. Or, you know, like whatever it is, like, I can't imagine that. And so like, I think having that system around you and having that location where you're at is so crucial.
Yeah. And, you know, I think with having a midwife too, I know for me personally, I had such a personal, close relationship with my midwife. I felt like she was a second mom.
Yes.
She was somebody that I felt like I could literally curl up and cry on her lap if I needed to. That's yes. how intimate our relationship was. And even what you were saying with your midwife about that last contraction, you know, there was a point in time in my first birth, because I had never done it before and I was contracting, and it was towards the very end, and she was like, do you want to hear the good news? And I was like, yes, please, Jesus, give me the good news.
Give me the good news.
She was like, these are the worst your contractions are going to get.
Yes.
And I remember immediately my mind went to, if this is the worst they're going to be, I can do this.
I
can do this longer if
yes.
I have to.
Yes.
Because up until then I was thinking, oh my gosh, are these going to get worse? Because like, yes. this is really hard.
Yes.
But as soon as she said, this is the worst, it yes. like, it was a light, it was a switch that flipped of just knowing, oh, okay, I can ride this out.
Yes.
I've got this.
Yep. I can do it. I can do it. The pain somehow in natural birth, the pain just, And I say somehow like it's a mystery. Oh my gosh. No, it's not a mystery. Like, it's literally how we were created. It's how we were made. And it's why the childbirth process is so, I mean, amazing. But like, the pain just builds, like each thing builds on the next, right? Mm-hmm. And somehow it ends up manageable.
It does.
And you can do it.
It is. It's a manageable pain. But it's a manageable pain with the right mindset.
Yes.
If you don't have the right mindset, and it's everyone. I mean, we all have these moments during childbirth where you think, I can't do this anymore. Like that, this is too hard. I'm exhausted. I mean, we've all been there.
Oh my gosh. I remember my first birth saying, this is when I take the epidural.
right.
And my midwife laughed. She was like, yep, sweetie, we don't have those at home.
Right.
Yes.
But it's true. Everybody goes through, everybody
right.
has that moment of just of weakness. You just do. You have that. Okay. Like, okay. This is hard. So this is what they were talking about.
Right. Okay. So I love this. This was a beautiful conversation. I love this conversation. I hope that let's talk about a little bit of like future pacing. So resources near you. If you're someone that's thinking about like you want to get pregnant, you are pregnant, you're thinking about birth, you're thinking about natural childbirth, find a Max Living clinic near you. Go to maxliving.com, go to locations, find a Max Living clinic near you. Chances are that doctor that you're going to go to has a lot of resources at his fingertips on natural childbirth. I know we do have a book at Max Living on childbirth, on kids and food and pregnancy. We also have a lot of those locations. A lot of these doctors have different connections to different midwives in the area. They have different resources that they can point you to. Also, books online. I'd highly recommend, my midwife wrote a book. It was called Catching Joy by Brenda Hensler. She was wonderful. And that book is a wonderful guide to just kind of the storytelling behind having a natural birth. I don't know if there's anything that you really resonated with or any resources that you use at your fingertips, Erin, during your childbirth. I know that your midwife was really like you guys had a lot of conversations and you leaned a lot on her.
I did. I talked to her before I even decided that I was going to do a home birth. I called her up and talked with her. Well, I actually met her in person.
Yes.
And we sat and we talked for hours because I had a lot of, even though I knew I wanted a home birth, obviously because I had never done it before.
Right,
and I didn't
right,
know
right.
anybody who had done it before me. I had a lot of, you know, concerns and, you know, questions.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, I think, again, a lot of people have a misconception about midwives. Like they're just some, you know, tutti frutti, like off the road, like,
yes.
you know, yeah. hippie who's right. going to burn some incense and the baby's going to be born right. magically, you
right.
know? And
right.
it's just, they're very professionally trained. They
yes.
have seen it all.
Yes.
They've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. And, you know, they have a lot to bring to the table and offer, and they're medically trained. They know what they're doing. Maybe not all of them. So I would say definitely
interview them.
Yes. yes. Interview, find a yes. good one, have yes. a referral, you know, check yes. your resources, who, you know, how long. It was really important to me. My midwife had already been in practice for over 30 years.
Oh my gosh.
She had
yes.
had over 2,000 births.
Yes.
You know, she
yes.
had gone to midwifery school twice actually and gotten recertified because she said there were things that she didn't even learn the first time around that she went to medical school. So she wanted to do it again.
Yes.
And I felt so confident that
right.
no matter
right.
what I experienced during my home birth, she had it all under control.
I love that.
She had a poker face the whole time. I never had to worry. I never had to worry. Even when
yes.
I would ask her questions, you know, I would be like, Tina, are we, you know, is everything good? She's like, everything's great. Everything's going good. Keep
everything's going.
Wonderful. Keep doing.
Yep. 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 Absolutely. That's definitely sitting down and meeting. I think we met with probably four different midwives before we finally found the one that we sat down with. And
yeah.
we were like, oh, this is the one. And I for sure on one and two knew. I was like, this is definitely not the one.
Right.
I was like,
right,
this
right.
is not the one. But by
well, it's chemistry. You have
yes.
chemistry with somebody and you
yes.
either have it or you don't. And you
right.
know.
Right. And you're like, who can I go down this road with? And it's
yeah.
somebody that you really have to feel like you trust. So
for sure.
I love this. I love this conversation. If you need more resources, again, reach out to your Max Living Clinic, maxliving.com/locations. You will find an office near you and you'll find those people that are in those natural birth communities. And until next time, this was the Max Living Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Max Living Podcast. To find a doctor near you, head to maxliving.com/locations.